And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
What? The show with Jen and Truda.
I literally had people checking on me Friday afternoon. Like, I was getting texts. Are you okay? Do you want to come over? Are you all right? I don't like rats.
When we last left Jen on Friday during the show, she had been surprised by the Face Your Fears Friday. The Rat Man from the Edge of Hell.
I knew it was coming. I knew something was coming.
And little did we know that we got a twofer when the Killer Clown came for Shaylee.
We didn't know they were bringing a clown.
Not a clue.
And so then when it came in, and it was great, because in the video, you can see, and the fear, like, I scream. Like, I have real obvious reaction to fear. I scream,
yes,
I hide in the corner. Like,
you
it's
had a
obvious.
Great reaction to fear, by the way.
Shaylee looked so just uncomfortable. Like, she had a little mint in her mouth, and she's rolling that mint around like, I don't know how to get out of this room. I can't get out of this room. I'm back here in the corner, and I don't know what to do. And there's just this sheer fear.
Yeah, that was true terror,
like,
right there.
Horror in her face. So Face Your Fears Friday, I've decided, should never be done again, because now the past 2 weeks, I'm the one crying and cowering in the corner. And you, I think, are lying about your fears. Here's what I've deduced.
Why? What are you talking about? What?
Because we asked you early on, like, what are things you're scared of?
Yeah.
You said, heights, bridges, water, open water. You gave us kind of this list.
Right.
Snakes was on there. We brought in a snake. You didn't seem that scared of the snake.
Okay.
And then you said heights was a big one.
Right.
Out at Worlds of Fun Saturday, you're like, let's ride the Steelhawk. Who wants to? No, a person with a fear of
heights. I didn't say that I liked it.
Would not ride the Steelhawk.
It was freaky. In fact, there was a moment where and this is true, this is 100% honest to God truth, I almost, before we took off, raised my hand and said, can I get off now? Can I? I don't know if I want to do this. And, well, I did it. It was fine.
I can't even stand next to the Steelhawk. It freaks me out that much. I think you are lying about your fears.
I'm not lying about my fears. I am not lying about my fears.
You're not really scared.
You know, it's just me. It's just, I don't get worked up one way or the other. Do
That's
you know
true.
How it's like if somebody makes me mad? Have you ever seen me mad? No,
no,
not really. If I get scared, I'm like, eh, okay, we'll figure this out.
Well, Friday we have a surprise for you. So we'll
I don't
see
like
how
this.
Go.
No, this is
7:30 Friday.
See, that's what I'm more afraid of. Is more of my fear of what you guys are potentially planning to do.
Shaylee and I worked all weekend long because she was angry about the clown and I was not happy with the rat. And that video got viewed thousands upon thousands of times.
It really did. It was huge.
Yeah.
It was like one of the best videos we've ever done.
So to add to my humiliation of being afraid of rats, everybody got to watch. So this Friday, a little payback for Brian Truda.
Now, see, I don't like this. This is where I'm sick on Friday.
Okay.
What if I didn't show up?
I'm scared of heights. I could only ride the Steelhawk 14 times.
Oh, come off it. I wrote it because Natalie wanted to. Everybody else had left, so I was the only one there.
Was it great?
No, not really.
Okay.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I just told you this on Friday. People should not be posting pictures of their dangling fingers on Facebook and social media. Now Lindsay Lohan has gone and done it. She's recovering from a boating accident that almost left her without a finger. The actress posted a photo and video of her bandages on social media yesterday. Lilo says half of her ring finger was severed after she tried to anchor a boat by herself. The 30-year-old revealed that she had surgery to fix her finger after finding the piece that had been cut off.
No. That is the most disgusting way to describe that act.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not clear when the boating accident took place, but she had recently shared photos from Turkey.
I know it's asking for trouble, but I do love... I think we should take calls from people who have lost a body part.
Oh.
How did you lose a body part?
Ooh, I bet that happens way more often than I would realize.
Well, remember me. I mean, here's Mr. I lost my finger until they reattached it.
Oh, and how did that happen?
Bowling. I was 5 years old. And
world's most bizarre bowling incident.
And it's the honest to God truth. I tell people that, and they're like, no way, come on. But I was carrying the ball, and they didn't have shoes small enough to fit me, so they said, go up in your socks, and I slipped and fell, carrying the ball. And when the ball fell on my hand, it was like on that little step up to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And that's where I pull my hand up, and it's just blood everywhere.
My grandma had her fingertips cut off by a lawnmower when she was young.
God.
So I remember seeing Like on one hand, all the tops of her little fingers were cut off. God, I bet that does happen a lot more than I care to think
about. It's cringy. But man, I do want to talk to you people. It is interesting. The stories are interesting.
Yep. Alec Baldwin, channeling his inner Donald Trump, the actor made his debut as the Republican presidential nominee on NBC's Saturday Night Live in a debate parody with Kate McKinnon. She was Hillary Clinton.
Did a great job. They slayed it over the weekend. Here's a piece of the intro.
My microphone is broken. She broke it with Obama. She and Obama stole my microphone. They took it to Kenya. They took my microphone to Kenya and they broke it and now it's broken. And you hear that? It's picking up. Somebody's sniffing here. I think it's her sniffs. She's been sniffing all night. Testing, testing. Gina, Gina. Huge Gina.
Secretary Clinton, what do you think about that?
I think I'm going to be president.
From the Saturday Night Live cold open this weekend.
Yeah, and they went on. I watched the first half hour. I thought it was a really good premiere.
It came out pretty strong.
It was the 42nd season of SNL. It was hosted by Suicide Squad star Margot Robbie. And Ozzy Osbourne's daughter is settling. Yeah.
Uh-huh. She gets the bell, by
She's
the way.
Crazy beautiful.
Yeah.
Ozzy's daughter is settling a lawsuit with his former mistress, Michelle Pugh, who we had on the show a long time ago. Yeah, she filed the suit against Kelly Osbourne. Well, we had the fake Michelle Pugh on the show.
That's right, the one that didn't actually have the affair with
Right. She filed the suit against Kelly Osbourne after she tweeted at Pugh's phone number along with a crude comment about her. Pugh's lawyer recently told People magazine the tweets have been removed and the lawsuit has been privately resolved. Ozzy's reps say he has entered treatment for a sex addiction and claim he is sorry if Pugh took their sexual relationship out of context.
How do you take it out of context? Either you do or you don't.
That's... It doesn't seem like it was a one-time thing.
By the way, we were talking about Netflix shows earlier, and on my little schedule here tonight, it says that tonight is part one of Dr. Phil's interview with Stephen Avery from Making a Murderer. Have you watched that show yet on Netflix?
No.
There's one that you got to watch.
Okay.
You talk about the Amanda Knox thing and all that, but my gosh, this will suck you in. And it's 10 hours. There are 10
right.
of them. But I'm telling you, it is about the greatest thing you'll ever watch. And this, I'll watch the Stephen Avery thing. I'm going to set that to tape right now.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And the Dr. Phil twist, though, that alone is entertaining enough for me to watch anything.
Well, sure.
It's Dr. Phil's take.
Season 2 of Making a Murderer allegedly comes out very soon. Can't wait to see what happens there.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Driver stories, great passenger stories. I was on this website talking about the craziest Uber stories, and another guy said he picked up a group of girls who requested to be dropped off at a swimming pool at 3 a.m. to go skinny dipping. As they were getting out, they invited me to join them. I spent the rest of the night skinny dipping with them. Best night ever.
Yeah, he actually took them up on the offer.
A fairly common theme. Among drivers.
What is that number to start driving again?
I know, right? Apparently, that's the new Tinder. I don't know.
Just drive for Uber. I like it. And, the best part is you have to pay by... I've got to be honest. I still have not taken one of these. You have to pay... beforehand, right? They just charge your credit card?
Well, I have Ztrip, and the way you did it is when you download the app, you can put in a credit card, and then you have credits.
Okay.
And so then, like, if you're out and you don't have money and you don't want to worry about it, it's already all hooked up, and the money just comes out, and you don't even have to mess with it.
Okay, so it's not like they can say, well, we don't have any money, but we can take us home, and instead of paying you, we're going to skinny dip instead.
Right.
Like, they can't pull that presto change-o?
No.
So the skinny dipping is really just gravy on top.
Apparently.
It's okay. I'm just...
These are some lucky drivers.
I'm just checking. I'm just asking a lot of questions about how this works here.
He's signing up right now.
I'm the trip. I'm sorry. I'm at Uber.com. Okay. Let's go to Don in Olathe. Don has a story to share with us this morning. And again, 576-7102. If you have a good story of an Uber or Z trip, whether you're a rider or a driver, we'll take those calls right now. Don, what happened to you, my man?
Yeah, so... my very first Uber experience, it was not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Yeah.
And the Uber driver, taking myself and a couple of coworkers to the airport and gets pulled over by the state patrol for blowing through a stop sign within about a mile of the airport.
Dope.
Oops.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he didn't even bill for the cost of the ride. And we all thought he was like so upset he was going to start crying. He was like, had just started doing Uber, and he thought he was going to lose his Uber license.
Oh.
But luckily, the state patrol let him off with a warning, a written warning.
And Whoa. Now, did you make it to your plane? Were you trying to catch a plane?
Oh, we were totally fine. We had left in plenty of time, and we got to the airport, got all checked in, and we had, you know, about an hour to spare to grab, you know, something to eat and everything. It was totally fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just quite an interesting ride.
I bet it was. All right, Don, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. And we're going to get some tickets here for the best call we have this morning. I realized a story from my youth of what would have happened had we had Uber or Z-Trip back in those days.
Like high school?
Yes, about high school time. I had just started driving. I was probably 16, and I used to work for the Teen Star at the Kansas City Star. I was a movie reviewer for those guys, actually.
Okay.
So I like worked in newspaper, and I would have to go down early Saturday mornings to the Star building at 18th and Grand.
Yeah.
So I'm in my truck. I've got the windows down. It's a great day. I had a 77 GMC Sierra pickup truck.
Sweet.
No AC, so the windows are all down. And I'm stopped at Southwest Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And this taxi is like parked in the right lane. I don't know who he's waiting for. It's probably 7:30 on a Saturday morning. And he looks over at me. He goes, "Hey, you got a joint?" And I was like, "No." And he goes, "Okay," starts his car and drives straight through the red light, like
Perfect.
Just peels out straight through the red light. And I'm just sitting there going, "Really? Oh, that guy's a taxi driver, huh? Oh, awesome. That works out pretty well.
Seems safe."
Yeah.
A friend of mine got into a cab in Chicago, and he said the driver had lit candles up on the dashboard and was playing "Let's Get It On" by Marvin Gaye. I don't know if he was trying to meet up with somebody as a passenger, if he was just prepping for I don't know.
Now, see, there's a guy who's preparing for some skinny dipping.
That's lit candles on the dashboard. Seems very safe.
But what do you say we go skinny dipping, huh?
I just want to get to Wrigley Field, sir.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So you know how Susan G. Komen and Uber and Charlie Hustle all kind of teamed up, and Friday you could get those t-shirts. We had them in studio.
Yes,
it was a gray Charlie Hustle with a pink heart and the white KC, and they were delivering them to people. They would bring it right to your office.
Yeah, that's right.
And a friend of mine did this. Shauna, is she on the phone here?
She is. Let's go to line four here. Hello, Shauna.
Hi.
So how did this work for you on Friday?
I just hit my Uber app and hit the Charlie Hustle, and it requested a car, and about within 3 to 4 minutes, they were here. They happened to be in the area, so where
three
I work.
3 minutes. Wow.
And you got your own little Charlie Hustle shirt?
I did.
That's awesome.
This is the future is here.
It is, and I actually wore it this weekend down to the plaza to the water fire, and I had a couple of people walk by. I must have that shirt.
Now, why was it important for you to get that shirt?
It was very important to me because I actually had a double mastectomy in May. It was all preventative. Mm-hmm. I was BRCA2 positive and decided to have a double mastectomy done. So.
And how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I still have some surgeries coming up, but, you know, this gave me a 97% chance of not having breast cancer to have this done.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
And where were you diagnosed, through a mammogram, or how did you find out that should be an option for you?
I was actually genetically tested. My grandfather, he's the one that passed away from breast cancer.
Is that right? Wow.
Uh-huh. A couple of years back, and I do work at the cancer center here at the University of Kansas Hospital, and I just went across the hall, had genetic testing done, and found out I was positive. So.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how, and because I'm friends with Shauna, and so to me it was incredible to see how things change just overnight. Like, you're just living life, and then all of a sudden you receive some news, and it changes everything.
Exactly, but you know, I'm healthy, and I have two girls, so I knew exactly that's what I wanted to do, and I have a lot of positive support, so it all worked out good.
I don't think a lot of people feel, and this is interesting, because on the Casey Close-Up Show a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. I talked to Carl from McCarthy Auto Group, who's involved with Real Men Wear Pink, is what their organization is. And he says a lot of times, you know, people don't think about the spouses of those who are, you know, afflicted with breast cancer. But you also don't think about the men as well.
Right.
As either being, having breast cancer or carrying that.
Yeah.
And so yours is a very interesting story, Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband incredibly supportive throughout the entire process.
Very supportive.
Excellent.
Well, glad you got your shirt. That's great. And glad the Uber thing worked out. Now, the Uber, it's done for now, but people can still get the shirts.
Right.
As of here. So you can check out the Susan G. Komen of Greater Kansas City and to get your pink shirts from Charlie Hustle. So, Shauna, thank you for sharing this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a good day. It was actually funny because I put mine on after they came in studio with us. It's a great looking shirt.
The pink heart. Yep.
Yes. White and so we took it out. Addie was here. She didn't have school. So she wanted to go to Farmstead. And so, okay, we went to lunch. And so I've got my shirt on in the wild. And I was over here at Witch Witch across the street.
Okay.
And this girl comes up and she goes, "Excuse me, I just have to know." And I'm like, "Are you Truda?" You know, I was waiting for that because right. that never happens.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Where did you get that shirt?" I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I told her, and she said that she had been trying to hit the app, but they were overloaded.
Oh, that's great.
And so she was unable to get her shirt, and this was at probably 11:45, 12-ish or so. And I said, "Well, you know, it's on until so-and-so. Keep trying." And she's like, "I am." You could see her over there. She was kept hitting the button, like, refresh, refresh, refresh.
Because, what, 25% proceeds went to Komen.
Back to Komen.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's
and
crazy.
She really wanted that shirt. And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to give you the one off my back because we're in a restaurant, and I think that's illegal.
And I'm a little sweaty, to be honest."
And all I did was walk across the street. It's just amazing.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The big headline this morning, Lindsay Lohan, my ring finger got chopped off. You can see the gruesome photos on TMZ if you'd like to look.
I don't know if it's the big headline, but it's the one that caught my eye this morning.
You've
because
been fascinated by this.
I'm in the club. Look.
Yeah.
Now, they were able to reattach my finger. It was from the middle. It's the middle finger. It's the top knuckle above. And I can't bend it to this day. It doesn't bend anywhere. It's all fused together and everything.
But yours has the best headline of, "Oh, what happened? Oh, it's a bowling incident."
Bowling.
What?
Right.
You lost a finger in a bowling incident?
It always makes people look twice.
Yeah. So this happened to Lindsay Lohan, which got you started on people losing things, fingers, toes, whatever.
I don't know what I'm inviting myself into, but 5767102, the topic this morning is, how did you lose a body part? And let's go here to line 3. Good morning, the show.
I'm doing well, thank you. This is actually about my dad. I have not lost any body parts.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. When I was a kid, my dad has been gone for a long time, but when I was a kid, he was a very responsible gun owner, but he had a new handgun, and he was sitting in his car with a coworker, showing it to him and thought he had the safety on, but evidently did not, and shot his middle finger off.
Oh, gosh.
So, fortunately, his his friend and coworker had the wits about him to get him to the hospital, but they could not reattach the finger. My dad was unable to flip people off with his left hand from then on.
That was the first thing I was thinking, is he holds his hand up, and it's like the opposite of a flip off.
Right, exactly. It was just a little short.
Wow. Did that pose a problem for him?
He was fierce, so you didn't mess with him anyway.
Yeah. Now, did it cause problems for him after it was gone? I mean, did he still function just fine?
No, he was, let's see, he was in his 50s, I think, when that happened. And he was a white-collar professional, he could do anything. It didn't really affect him that much.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Huh? Now, my sister-in-law also lost, like, 3 fingers in a sledding accident.
What is wrong with
my
your family?
Gosh. Holy cow.
In a
what?
Sledding accident?
And she still played piano and everything else.
Wait, how did...
Say it. Yeah.
What? First of all, let's go back. How do you lose fingers in a sledding accident?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I remember the story well enough to relay it.
Like an old
funny.
School sled, I could see.
Old
wood sled.
Oh, yeah. I think there was like an old
those...
station wagon involved.
Oh,
okay. Well,
I don't remember all the details, but but yeah, it did not faze her at all either.
She could kill some Beethoven after that. That's amazing.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Lori from Blue Springs.
Oh, well, Lori, you've got some great ones.
Thank you.
Thank you much for sharing. Appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
We'll talk to you later. Hey, the show, you have a story of losing a body part?
Yes, index finger and two completely, and then two others damaged by a table saw. March 12th, 1979.
Oh, a table saw. My gosh.
How old were you at the time?
Let's see. I'm 58 now. Born in 58, so do the math. 79.
Oh,
I guess what?
Cow.
21, 22?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. What were you making?
We were inside trimming out a mobile home on the inside doing the trim work. When you put the two pieces together.
Yeah. Yep.
And how quickly did you learn to adapt? Just right away, you figure things out?
No, well, no, it took time. It took a year before I could stick my right hand even in my pocket. It was so tender from the three fingers.
Yeah.
But yes, I did learn to adapt. I'm fully ambidextrous. I can do everything left-handed. I can do right-handed. I actually shoot pistol left-handed, and I shoot rifle right-handed.
Wow.
Fight left-handed just as well as I can do right-handed.
Cool.
But it's completely, makes you completely ambidextrous.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pick up for it. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That happened to my favorite scout leader.
Lost a finger?
Herb. He was the woodworker of the troop. He made all of these great carvings and necktie holders and all of this stuff, and was working in downstairs in the table saw and just... Yeah.
And I think they say the majority of those kinds of accidents happen when you're tired. Like, you work too long,
right.
I mean, you could be great at what you do, but if you do it just an hour too long, you get a little sloppy.
That's why I thank goodness every day that we just push buttons on a computer screen. That's it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I brought out the big pumpkins now.
And
literally, I have a ginormous pumpkin that I put in the front yard.
I don't know what that's...
All I meant. Butts are funny.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Jen. Okay, well, the Halloween page, KC1021.com, has nothing to do with Jen's big pumpkins, but it has everything to do with Halloween. Corn mazes, haunted houses.
I love wood. Stop it.
And it's powered by Kansas City Costume Company.
There we go. Kellogg's Tour of Gymnastics Champions coming to the Sprint Center this Friday. We've got tickets to give away.
And we have full phone lines here, people who really want these tickets. So without further ado, we start with Donnie here on the phone. Donnie's calling from Kansas City. Good morning, Donnie. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
All right. You a gymnastics fan? Did you watch the Olympics this year?
I did.
Now they're all going to be here in person.
Yes. Poor Lori Hernandez going back and forth between Dancing with the Stars and this. She's a tired little gymnast.
Yeah, but she's still going to win, according to you.
All right. So I asked a bunch of people some different questions about gymnastics, and I'm going to give you multiple choice on how you think these people responded, okay?
Okay.
So here's the first question.
How many inches wide is a balance beam?
What?
Okay. Do you think this person said 10 inches? 100 or 1,000?
I'm hoping they said 10.
Okay, let's listen.
10?
Yes.
Hey,
you
there you
got
go.
It.
All right.
The answer is incorrect. It's actually 4 inches wide, but you got it right, Donnie. So you're now in the running to win those tickets.
Excellent. Hold on for 1 second, Donnie. This is the part where I just have to leave the show, apparently. Let's go to Carol in Independence. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
All right, likewise. You a gymnastics fan?
Yes.
All right, good. Here is question number two.
In gymnastics, what is a dismount?
Okay, do you think this person responded falling down, flying high up in the air, or I do not know? It was a first grader that I asked, if that helps.
Okay.
Do you think she said falling down, flying high up in the air, or I do not know? When asked,
I do not know.
What is a dismount? Okay.
Let's see.
I do not know.
You got it.
There we go.
All right, you're in the running for the tickets.
Good job, Stacy.
Is that Carol? That was Stacy?
Yep, no, that was Carol. This is Stacy in Greenwood. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
All right, fantastic. Let's get to your question here.
Can you name one of the Olympic gymnasts?
Okay, do you think this person responded Michael Phelps, Lori Hernandez, or Katie Ledecky?
I'll say Michael Phelps.
Okay, let's listen.
Let's see here.
Lori Hernandez.
Oh, she
Lori
got it
Hernandez.
Right with the Lori Hernandez. I'm sorry.
All right, Stacy. Thank you for playing, though. Tammy is in Lee Summit. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
All right, here is your question.
What are two events that people in gymnastics compete on?
Okay, do you think this person responded butterfly and backstroke, balance beam and bar, or half pipe and alpine?
Balance beam and bar.
All right, let's listen.
Let's see.
Balance beam and bar.
Hey, there you go. All right, very good.
All right. Carol, Donnie, and Tammy in the running for the tickets. Putting your names in a little hat now. Mix up and see who's going to the Sprint Center this Friday. You can buy tickets, SprintCenter.com, or win them right now. Donnie from Kansas City, you've got them.
All right, Donnie. You're going to the gymnastics.
Great.
All right, very good. Excellent. Hold the line for 1 second. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right. And do you think you could do any of those events that they do?
No.
Do you have a daughter that can do any of those events?
I do.
Okay. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I'll give the kids all the talent in the world.
Exactly.
Like, okay, you go out and do all of your flips and everything. Although I still maintain that trampoline looks amazingly fun.
It is fun. I've jumped on your trampoline. That's not that, no, that sounded weird.
Right? You were on my trampoline?
Yes.
And I didn't know this?
When you had a party at your house.
I did. And you were out there?
Yeah.
This is news to me. I had no idea. There were adults on the trampoline. I had no clue.
Were we not supposed to be?
Well, I don't know.
Is there a weight limit? Are you saying I may have exceeded?
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm sure you're fine. I just didn't know that any adults were brave enough to get up on the trampoline.
Oh, brave or stupid? I don't know. The proper response.
And please don't tell my insurance, by the way.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I told Jen this morning when I came in that I was going to open the vent line this morning because I had beef.
You had a little issue, did you?
I had a little issue over the weekend. So 576-7102 if there's anything you want to vent on. So I'm sitting there on Saturday at the old cheerleading.
Okay.
Which, by the way, was an 8 a.m. game. There's a little vent right there.
Get up at 5 for work. You can't get
up. Doesn't mean I like it. Everybody, Jen's all like, oh, yeah, we're all out of the rack at like 7 a.m. and going.
We wake up early, yeah.
Left to my own devices, I'd wake up about noon.
Nice.
Okay, if there were any money in overnight radio, that's why I would totally be up just all night. That'd be great. But I'm sitting there, and my phone keeps buzzing. Bzz, 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 bzz. I keep getting these emails, and I realize it's October 1st, and what's happening is a few weeks ago, my bank sent me my new chip card.
Right, yeah.
Hey, the brand new secure chip card.
You're going to be safe now.
And what they did was instead of just sending me an updated version of my card, they changed my entire number.
Oh, no. So
and then. So now I have to play the game of all of the stuff that has auto info. And apparently they all hit on Saturday because it's October 1st.
All your bills that were supposed to get paid.
Boom, it just started to get rejected. But now, on top of that, that's bad enough, but I have to go to these websites and try to figure out passwords of things I haven't touched in at least months, if not maybe years in some cases.
Must be.
Netflix? I mean, when was the last time I ever changed that stuff?
I try to use like the same two or three passwords so that when it comes to that game, I only have to try a couple of things. But I've gotten worse lately.
Yeah.
I've had to change it and add a symbol and a capital letter and 14 numbers, but 3 digits and 2 letters. And
then I'm like, wait, which one did I capitalize?
I know.
And which is the symbol?
Yep.
I don't remember. So my vent today is with my bank for, thanks a lot, just going and changing my number. Because, isn't the chip supposed to be good enough? Isn't that what you're selling to me? I mean, come on now.
576-7102 if you need to vent.
You have some vents. All right, let's check this one. This is one that happens often. Let's see here.
So we have all these smartphones. Technology is great, but honestly, is this thing ever accurate? I have been standing out in the middle of a storm, looked down at my phone, and it told me that it's 75 and sunny. Then 5 minutes later, as the weather starts clearing up, it'll catch up with the storm and let me know that I need an umbrella. This thing is an absolute piece of crap.
Well, isn't it the truth, actually? That's pretty funny.
I've done that.
Danielle's had it. She's had a problem with the GPS.
Yeah.
Where it's off, and so it tells her, it like drives her to the middle of a field.
Yes.
You know, instead of where she's trying to go, maps will take her to somewhere that's completely different.
Did that to me on a job interview when I put in the exact address and I was literally in a completely different suburb than I was supposed to be. And I had to call the guy and tell him, hey, so I'm late and I'm in Rosemont. And he's like, you are nowhere near where you were supposed to be. And I'm like, I know. If you don't want me to show up, I get it.
I take it you're not going to be here at 10:30.
No. Horrific. I did not get the job, for the record.
Aww.
Yeah.
GPS maybe cost you a job. Look at that.
I blame this stupid map.
Oh, that is poor. Let's stick on the cell phone topic here with the vent line, 576-7102.
Oh, my God. I have some serious beef with Apple right now. Okay, I always update my app, but finally, I had to download the new iOS 7 for my iPhone so that it would all work, and it's just my phone, it's not working anymore. Like, everything keeps crashing on me. My battery is drained every day. I'm getting, like, I just feel like there's no coincidence that they just released the iPhone 7 and suddenly my phone doesn't work anymore. Like, it's just a piece of junk. And, like, I'm not going to upgrade. I'm grandfathered in on an unlimited data plan. And so I have to buy my phones at face value. So, like, I'm not going to upgrade. So I just think it's a bunch of BS. Like, my phone works perfectly fine. Suddenly I have updates in iOS, and what happens? It crashes. I'm sure everyone else is complaining about this.
Yeah. I got the iOS update over the weekend.
Did you?
And it changed all the notifications. It changed the way text handled. I don't recognize it anymore. And it changed the way that I actually get into my phone now. It's a double click in my thumbprint.
What?
I'm not really sure what's happening.
Did Shaylee just do that?
No, I don't know. I really thought you guys had done something to my phone, because I wake up on Saturday and, you know, to add insult to injury, I'm going, how double click, swipe my thumb, put my password in? I don't know what I'm doing now. This is so weird.
And I was just mad at Netflix because I was trying to watch a new episode of Stranger Things and I couldn't. Loading. I get it. You're loading. Stop. I have to know what happened.
All right. Last of the vent line at 576-7102. This is a good one, too.
Hey, guys. Just calling in to share my vent. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I'm sick and tired of all the new TV shows that come out every year.
Yeah.
It seems like every year there's like 15 different types of superhero TV shows. and execs are just trying to cash in the money. So I'm sick and tired of everyone just like, make a TV show and stick to it. Hey, guys, just calling in to...
No, thank you. It happens a lot. We take bets on what shows are going to get canceled first.
Right. I really like Speechless. I think that one's going to do
well. That was pretty good,
Minnie Driver.
Yeah, we've been watching that.
Designated Survivor.
This Is Us. That's the show
That show is awesome.
Yep.
I finally got that on demand and watched that.
You thought Designated Survivor was really cheesy, huh?
No, well, I love the storyline. Like, I don't think it's a spoiler to tell, you know, to say too much about it, that he was the designated survivor. If the president died, he would take over, which happens in the first minute of the show. And so I thought, oh, this is going to be great. But throughout the whole show, I'm going, oh, this is so real and unrealistic. Oh, this is, I want to like this so much, but this is so fake.
It's just not a high enough level for you.
I don't know. I feel like it's missing something.
Right.
But we're only a couple episodes in. Maybe it gets better.
Any of that stuff. Superstore. I got to be honest. The Kevins Can Wait. Just disposable.
There's a lot of laugh track in that.
Yeah. And it's not good laugh track either. Let me tell you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Alec Baldwin made his premiere as Donald Trump on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live Saturday. I thought it was fantastic. And it really, to me, didn't seem like a parody of the debate. It actually just seemed like a reenactment of the debate.
The debate was funny enough to where you just trot out the lines they said.
Exactly.
And it was already dumb,
right,
as it were.
Yep.
But I thought Alec Baldwin just killed.
I did too.
The impersonation of Trump. And check this out.
She's always screaming. She's constantly lying. Her hair is crazy. Her face is completely orange, except around the eyes where it's white. And when she stops talking, her mouth looks like a tiny little butthole.
Secretary Clinton, you have 2 minutes to respond.
That's okay. He can have my 2.
And it was huge for them. The show's biggest premiere numbers in 8 years.
Wow.
Debuted 29% higher than 2015's opener. Margot Robbie probably didn't hurt things as the host.
No, not at all. I was watching with rapt attention to the impersonations of Trump. That's what I was watching.
Yep.
How about this? Britney Spears. So she has been on a run of different shows lately and talking about, you know, she's got her appearance in Vegas and all that stuff.
Right.
Full disclosure, we may have a little trip out to see Britney coming up here pretty soon.
Okay.
Just going to say that. But she was on the Jonathan Ross show on the BBC in England. And this would be the equivalent, I guess, of Jimmy Fallon over here or something like that. And maybe more like the Tom Snyder show. But anyway, this is what she did on the Jonathan Ross show, which again, for us here at the show, setting the trend for people worldwide.
This is Helium Challenge. Okay. So one of us, which means you, has to suck down some helium.
Really?
And sing. Now, we've been asked to say, you shouldn't do this at home. You've got the one here. So what song do you want to sing? You're going to sing, you can sing one of your own, you can sing a popular song, something we all know. But get a good old...
All right, now this is not foreign because we actually performed the same thing.
KC 1021 karaoke.
A couple weeks ago.
Did you mean Brian Trudeau?
Oh, that's a big intro. I forgot.
This is from the show on September 23rd.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.
More helium. More helium.
Down in the hollow. Playing a new game.
Oh, man.
Laughing and a running, baby. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog when, oh, my heart's a thumping in you. My brown-eyed girl.
So there we go. Once again, Jen, we are setting the trend for shows worldwide.
We started Gen X versus Millennial, then Survivor does, oh, guess what? Gen X versus Millennial. We
Look
do
that.
Karaoke.
Right.
And now Britney Spears. I'm not saying everyone's stealing our ideas. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Everyone's stealing our ideas.
We did it first.
Right.
I don't know if that's stealing, but.
So there we go. A little audio roundup for you of some different things around. The SNL was so good. I really hope they keep that up through the entire season.
It's been probably 10 years since I've even tried to watch Saturday Night Live because it had gotten so bad to me. But I watched the first half hour and I thought the first three skits were great.
Oh, see, I am in love with SNL. I just want that show to do so well. I'm just so happy when they like actually have a good show.
Right.
And so it makes me excited. I'm like, yes, I want you to succeed. I want you to do good things.
Kate McKinnon won an Emmy.
Right.
It's a good way to start it out.
Yeah.
I've had this debate with a friend before. Would you rather be the person that gets to say live from New York at Saturday night, or would you rather be a person at the end when they're saying goodbye, doing this to this song, doing the wave goodnight? Because to me, it's obvious that you want to do the live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's
this,
never the person who hosts
mine,
the show.
Right. And a friend of mine swears, no, the greatest thing is at the end. The accolades, the wave, the slow wave, goodbye, good night, thank you, everybody.
I gotta admit, I kind of, this song makes me a little dusty-eyed.
So weird.
No, it does. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so...
Because it's the end of the show?
It is, and like, I don't know, I have a thing for when people excel in their jobs, like, and they do a really good job on a show or something, and I'm like, oh, that was beautiful, that was great.
For an episode of Saturday Night Live?
Okay, you don't understand, you don't get it, you don't get it.
Uh-uh.
I'm just saying, they have performed their hearts out for that episode. And when you can say, oh my God, this is my dream come true. Thank you. Good
but
night.
But you can open the show live.
I think
from
New
York.
Would much rather close the show and just know that I was the host and got to have a dream realized on the stage in front of everybody.
Then they should have us both, and I'll do the open and you do the close.
That's fine. You can do that all day long.
Done.
I'll say live from New York on my next appearance on the show.
Perfect.
That's fine.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And then out of nowhere on the television came a snake and Jen cowered in the corner as if it were.
It was right there.
Face your fears Friday.
Now look, it's a little pretty kitty.
Now they're showing rats. Oh, sweet.
Whoever is in charge of this is, hates you.
Why would you show us? Snakes and rats. Here, I'm turning to anything. What is this channel?
I don't even. It's Adopt a Pet Month. Apparently, would you like to adopt a nice little rat?
No, I wouldn't. I have a real cute cat from Great Plains SPCA. She's wonderful. She doesn't have a gross tail. She's not slithery.
That couldn't have been any more perfect.
Mm.
Dear Fox 4, thank you for your segment this morning on adopted pets.
So just so you know, your Face Your Fears Friday is coming up this week at 7:30. Shaylee and I actually had quite the conversation over the weekend and talked quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Planning this Friday.
Because I thought that you were at Worlds of Fun with us on Saturday.
Cute little laughing and your funny ha-ha isn't bringing rats and clowns into the studio. Funny. We'll be paid back this Friday.
Will you give me like... area that this has to deal with?
I will tell you this much. Shaylee at one point texted me and said, okay, so here's my plan, this, and this. And I said, oh no, sister, it's going here. And then I wrote something and she goes, oh good Lord, what's wrong with you? So I have
what
taken yours to a whole other level is what I'm saying.
What?
She was keeping it at a normal creepy and I said, no. No, we're going for it.
Well, I'm trying to think of what kinds of things I've told you I'm afraid of now.
You've been lying because you told me
I'm not lying.
You
I'm
said
not
you were afraid
lying.
Of heights, and then at Worlds of Fun, you're like, hey, you want to go ride the Steelhawk? No, I don't, because it's 4 trillion feet in the air.
I rode it because Natalie wanted to ride it, and she didn't have anybody to go with.
But any person truly afraid of heights would not get on that thing.
Well, I didn't say I liked it.
You also said, oh, yeah, I'm afraid of snakes. We bring in a snake, you're fine. You're like, oh, well, this is very educational.
Well, because I'm trying to put my mind in the frame to where I'm not scared. I'm trying to, like, combat it with intelligence.
So this Friday, I'm taking it a different direction, and we'll find out.
I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means.
I would listen Friday at 7:30.
I would leave this, you know,
And we will Facebook Live.
Why am I more afraid of what you guys are putting together?
Video.
Because I know the two of you.
Pictures.
I know how you scheme.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe you stop bringing rats and snakes around, and I wouldn't have to do this. Apologize now in advance.
That was pretty good. And by the way, people, if you've not seen the Facebook Live video of Jen getting scared by the rat on Friday, you go back to our Facebook page. You check that out because
it is amazing. For the record, multiple rats. There was a white one and a gray one
and
on my desk.
Around with rats in their pocket.
Literally
that guy is
climbing out of his sleeves.
Unbelievable.
And he put it on my head. He put it on my head. So gross. And I'm talking about the rat, for the record.
Just to hear her reaction, by the way, is great. And we actually went and slowed this down, too. Look at that!
Yep.
That was pretty impressive. That's good.
This Friday at 7:30, Brian Truda receives payment.
Face your fears Friday.
The show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.